The Honeymooners Podcast, the only podcast that is all about the greatest show of all time, with the stars, Joe Conti and Louis Fats.
Hello out there, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to Episode Zero, the introduction to the Honeymooners Podcast. I'm Joe Conti, and there's my pal Louis Fats.
I'm here.
And we wanted to do a little quick introduction to the podcast. So obviously you're a fan of the greatest show of all time.
That is true.
The Honeymooners. And this is the only podcast.
The only.
Only podcast only. Dedicated to the greatest show of all time.
Yes.
And we wanted to do this introduction. And this is probably the most interesting introduction to a podcast ever, because we're doing this after we recorded 69 episodes. So we're actually talking to you from the future. Okay?
From the future.
From the future. Yes. For the future. So what we wanted to let you know is that this podcast, it's a comedy podcast. All right. I'm a comedian. It's my funny pal, Louis Fats, and we have a great time doing the show. But we just want to let you know that the first dozen or so shows were okay. We were getting the feel
of it. I mean, like, Joe's been a stand-up comic for over 20 years now, and I've never sat behind a mic in my life. Right. And you'll hear it on the first 12.
Yes, you will definitely hear Louis getting the hang of having a microphone in front of his face.
Microphone.
That's right. Microphone. Right. And so we want to tell you, like, go ahead and start listening to the shows, but if you're finding that they're just a little go to episode 14. We feel that right around episode 14 is the jump off point.
Yes.
It's where we
start kicking.
Yes, we start doing things because the show, we do bits, people.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
We do like bits like Flub of the Week.
Flub of the Week.
Whatever happened to. we also do things.
To ad lib or not.
Oh, not ad-lib. To ad lib, yeah. And then what is basically the backbone of the show, Louis' observation. So we also do jokes that should have gotten more love, that kind of bomb that we feel that we're better than that. We also do our one-and-done player of the week.
Later week.
This is all stuff that you're not going to hear for a while.
No,
you're not going to hear this for a while. We really don't even get into this until like the late teens.
Some don't get there to the 60s.
Right. Yeah, some of them, some of them are really, really far behind. But then we also will do like a trivia question. And we stopped doing a trivia and then getting the answer the week after. We decided to scrap all that.
Yeah, because that was not working
out. Not working out well. But you'll see. Louis will just ask me a question, but we do different types of trivia.
We have a lot of trivia. Yeah, it's not just a question. It was a lot of different trivia.
A lot of different types of trivia. And I'd say the only other thing we warn you about is that right around, I think it's like episode 35 or 36.
Yeah, it was in the 30s. I know it was in the 30s.
It was in the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And we couldn't come to the studio, so we tried to do it remotely, and there were like two or three episodes that just didn't sound right.
Yeah. They were good.
They were good episodes.
You know, I wish we had done them in the studio, because they were quality was good, but it just the sound didn't sound right.
Yeah. And we do this in a studio looking at each other. And we were doing it remotely. And the quality, it just didn't sound good because
one of our trademarks is we talk over each other.
Yes.
You'll notice that too.
You
can't do that remotely.
And it's all fine. So we implore you, if you want to start to binge it, especially if you're you're going to understand what DEFCON 1 and DEFCON 2 and DEFCON 3 is, the different levels of fandom of the Honeymooners TV show itself.
Yes.
And so we really appreciate it. The flubs are so much fun.
Oh, the flubs are great.
Louis' observations are just great.
And fun to do.
And lots of fun to do.
They're lots of fun to do.
So that's pretty much how we wanted to introduce the podcast to you guys. So go and start binging. And if you find that they're a little stale.
A little stale.
Some jokes are a little stale. Stale jokes about being a little overrated.
Yeah, like a little Joe Lustig joke.
A little Joe Lustig stale jokes.
Yeah. Just hang in there.
Yes.
Hang in there. Or if you really if you're getting a little antsy about them, just skip over and go right to 14. Just go right to 14.
Because 14, we have fun with the drinking scene.
Yes.
From... what is it? Head of the Household.
Head of the Household.
And we just play the drinking scene and we have a fun,
time with it.
So that's it.
That's it, yeah.
So thank you for giving us a listen. And we have our Honeymooners Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And if you want to email us.
Email us at bangzoom1956@gmail.com.
Yep.
That's our email. So.
And we're also on Twitter.
On Twitter.
So thank you so much. And we will hopefully hear from you in the future.
In the future.
Which will be in the past.
Yeah, the past.
Something like that. and you'll understand this, of course. RX.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.